Whoa, why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world wide web. Hey, how y'all doing, those that are tuning in from Twitter and from Facebook and from those that are coming in from my mobile app? Oh, my goodness, and those that are on the phone lines, we see you and we say hello and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Listen, today is, I'm calling it ladies' night. You know, it just happened, and nothing really ever just happens. But it so happened that this show orchestrated tonight with three dynamic female authors. They are all on official book tours. So we grabbed them, and I'm telling you what, you want to get your good girlfriend, you want to get your sister friend, you want to get your niece, your auntie, whoever. Now, fellas, we're not leaving you out. Certainly, we want you to listen as well. But we have some good nuggets for ladies tonight. So, in the virtual studio with me, I'm going to be bringing to the mic Nicole Cleveland. She is in our first spotlight. She is a radio show host. She is the founder of Breathe Again magazine. She is a motivational speaker. She is an author. And I'm telling you what, her book is out. It is available for you. So He Hurt You, Now What? And I'm telling you, we're going to get right into that. But most of all, what I can say about Nicole is that she has an authentic ministry, and I love her spirit. Then in our second segment, we're going to be chatting it up with Winter Patterson. Winter Patterson is joining us, and she, I'm telling you, is another dynamic lady doing big things. She is the founder of I Am a Pearl Ministries. Her book is called I Am a Pearl. Oh, my goodness, she's a preacher and a speaker. She is a vice president at a large financial institution, and she is going to be here to talk about her book, I Am a Pearl. And then it doesn't even stop there. We're going to be bringing in our third segment with Crystal Marable, and she is a mother. She is a advocate for girls. She's an author, and she's a mentor. And we're going to be talking about her children's book. And I'm telling you what, you want to meet Graceful Gabby and her organization, Graceful Girls. So that's what we've got lined up here. Listen, we're moving in right now. I'm bringing Nicole Cleveland to the mic. Again, no stranger to the show, a friend of the show, backed by popular demand. Nicole, welcome.
Hey, Charvette. Thank you so much for having me.
Girl, you know we have to have you back. You know we have to have you back for this book release.
Yes. I'm just super excited for what God is doing. And you are my first blog tour radio interview for So He Hurt You, Now What? So you get the prize, Charvette. Yes, you do, girl. You get it.
Woo-woo! You know, that's how we do it. That's how we do it. So listen, I want to jump right in because the book is available. So He Hurt You, Now What? And I love the beginning of the book. There's a quote from your pastor. I'm just going to steal a little bit because I just love what he said. Pastor Cliff Coward, we give him a big shout out. He says this book refers to the life experience of the writer, Miss Nicole Cleveland, and what she did to turn her pain and prison into a ministry that's helping and delivering thousands of women. Talk to us about the stir, the push for you to write this book.
You know, Charvette, as you know, and shout out to my pastor, love my pastor, Pastor Cliff Coward of Agape International Ministries Worldwide. Woohoo! But you know, Charvette, my first book was So He Cheated, Now What? And so that talked about the infidelity. That talked about what I went through with my husband. My husband had an affair, had a baby from the affair, but the Lord restored our marriage. And this year, Charvette, we will be celebrating 18 years of marriage. Can you believe it, girl?
Oh, wait a minute. We got to give a clap for that. Woo!
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's awesome, Nicole.
Yeah, girl, two claps and a circle and a stomp and a shout, honey. But
yes,
let me tell you, but God is so good. So in the midst of everything that I went through, even writing the book, So He Cheated, Now What, the different feelings that I felt and emotions that I went through. I needed somebody, a voice in my ear that told me, hey, if he leaves, he leaves. If he doesn't come back, he doesn't come back. But you have to continue to keep going. So I had to be that voice in my own ear. And so, therefore, this book, So He Hurt You Now What, are really short messages of hope to that hurting sister that is in the corner crying, the sister that's on the verge of giving up, the sister that is just really stuck in neutral because of a heartbreak or a betrayal. I just want them to know that, hey, because he left or because he said he didn't love you, it is not the end of you. You have much to do. We need you. So get yourself together and let's do it.
Let's do it. And you know what? The dedication, there's a powerful dedication in the beginning of the book. And I just want to share that with the listeners because I think it is so powerful. And this is a dedication, listeners, that's in the beginning of this book. This book is dedicated to my sister friends who suffer in silence, to the ones who come to church but are slowly dying on the inside, to the ones who want to give up on life, to the ones who take care of kids and cry while cooking dinner, to the ones who break down while in the shower so no one hears them, to the one who lives with panic and anxiety on a daily basis, to the one who barely has enough in the bank for gas money, to the one who plays the recorder over and over in their head, to the one who continues to blame themselves, to the one with low self-esteem, to the one who still thinks this is a bad dream. Live again, love again, dream again, breathe again. Wow. I could cry reading that, you know?
Yeah, and Charvette, you know, that dedication, because a lot of people say, well, who are you dedicating the book to? Are you dedicating it to your husband? Are you dedicating it to the kids? Are you? I said, no, this book is not about that, and it's all about my sisters. It's all about my girlfriends. It's all about that younger version of myself where I once was, because all of these dedications is something that I went through. I was the one that was crying while cooking dinner. I was the one that didn't have enough money in the bank for gas money. I was the one that would go in the shower and cry so the kids would not see me cry. I was the one that would come to church and be shouting, be crying, be lifting up praises to God, but slowly dying on the inside. I was that one that was a wreck. So if I know that there's nothing new under the sun. That's what the Bible says, you know.
Yeah.
There's nothing new out there. So if I went through that, somebody else is going to go through that, and somebody is going through that. So I just want them to know that you're not by yourself. You're not the only one that's crying in the shower. You're not the only one that don't have enough money. You're not the only one that feels like no one understands you. You're not the only one that looks in the mirror and says, why did he do that? Why did he leave? Wasn't I good enough? What did I do wrong? I was that person. So I just want you to know you're not by yourself. That's why I dedicated it to my sister friends.
All right. So He Hurt You Now What by Nicole Cleveland. Listeners, if you're just tuning in, we're chatting about this brand-new book, first a stop on her book tour, and we are chatting with Nicole Cleveland. You can pick it up on Amazon. You can grab it on Amazon and get it in your hands. And so, Nicole, the hurt, is it any kind of hurt that this a young lady could be dealing with, or do you hone in on any particular hurts in this book?
You know, it's funny you ask that, Charvette, because the first book, of course, is all about infidelity, but women would contact me all the time. I would reach out to women. They would call me because I would give them my phone number. They would email me. And I found out that hurt was hurt, whether it was infidelity, whether it was a betrayal, whether it was them walking away, whether it was something that they did wrong, whether it was verbal abuse or physical abuse. Hurt is hurt, and pain is pain, and we all go through. So, no, this book is not dedicated to one type of hurt, because at the end of the day, pain is pain, and the tears that you cry are still wet, you know?
Yeah.
So it is for that person that is hurting. And in the midst of writing this book, I lost my mother. My mother passed away in August, and she had a massive heart attack in front of me. And that thing right there really it devastated me. You know, yes, I'm strong, and I know the Lord, and I know what the Word says. Be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, you know, but we still go through. And
yes.
When I went back and I read this book, the scriptures in this book and the messages of hope in this book ministered to me. So how did I know that what I was writing would really even touch the grief that I was dealing with my mother? So, no, it's not just from he who hurt you or the husband or the boyfriend. It is pain. And you know, the Word is universal. It deals with whatever type of hurt it is. So that's what this book is. It just deals with the core of that hurt to let you know that, you know, you're going to make it. You're going to be okay, whether they left, whether they walked away, whether they passed away and they're no longer going to be with you. You're going to be okay because the King is with me. My Father is with me.
Wow. Well, first of all, certainly we are. We stand in prayer with you that you continue to have grace, you know, with your mother being gone, because certainly big shout out to my mother who's listening right now. Hey, Mommy.
Yes.
So we certainly lift you up there and have done so all the time. But
amen.
Thank you. You know, I think that's powerful how you sat down and wrote something that then turned the corner and came back and ministered to you. So, you know, that's the power of God. That's the amazing power of God. Oh, my God.
Yes,
so
girl.
He hurt you. Now what? So have you had any initial – I know you probably put some feelers out and asked people. Well, first of all, let me say I love what you did around the book cover, because you did like a little Facebook campaign around helping your readers help you kind of pick the book cover.
I did. You know, lessons learned. You know, you when you know better, you're supposed to do better, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I learned so many things from my first book, covers and, you know, promotion and marketing and what you need to be that avid supporter of your own works. And so getting other people involved so they're a part of the book and part of the campaign. And so what I did was I just really reached out to my friends and my social media connects, and shout out to them because they're so supportive. And I love these people all around the world that, you know, they click and they like and they share. And I've never met them face-to-face. And it's a testament to you and I. You know, we just met actually last year, but we've been connected for the past maybe, 4 or 5 years?
At least. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, so the power of the internet is strong. It is not the devil, as a lot of people keep saying.
Right.
And, you know, and it's going to come and possess us. You know, it's just like a gun. You know, the gun is not the issue. It's the person that has the gun in their hand, you know, and what they do with it. So it's a powerful tool if we use it correctly.
Yes, I think well said. While they're listening, tell them if they're not connected to you, how they can connect with you on Facebook and on Twitter.
Absolutely. On Twitter, it's @NicoleCOnline. On Facebook, it is Nicole C. Online, of course, Facebook.com/NicoleC.Online, or you can connect with me on my Facebook page, but you can just go to my website, and that is NicoleC.Online.com, and all of my social media little buttons and widgets are out there, and we can connect online, and we can be friends.
Yay, there you go. And pick up your copy of So He Hurt You, Now What, which if you have the Kindle, and I know a lot of my listeners, they always ask, is it on Kindle? It is on Kindle, and it's a special on Kindle, so you definitely need to go pick it up.
Yes.
And so, yes, so Nicole, you have, I love your post that you put on Facebook. A lot of times you'll start off by saying, hey, girl. And then, you know, you go into some empowerment. So you've kind of coined that where you can kind of really talk to, you know, another woman. And in the book, you opened up by saying, hey, girl, you know, take your power back. What are a couple of hints or a couple, maybe just a few tips of how a woman can take her power back if she's in that hurt place?
Yeah, great question. You know, I think we as women, we love hard and we hurt harder. And I always say that. And we give our all. Most of us give our all. And then when it's knocked down, we're devastated, you know. How could they have done that to me? What did I do wrong? And what happens is when we're in that low place, we kind of turn into some of us now. I'm not going to say all of us, but some of us turn into that crazy ex or that vengeful person or that person that's coined as the crazy one. And, you know, when you're coined as that crazy one or you're begging them to come back or you're begging them to love you, it really speaks to who you are. And I just want women to know that they can take their power back by knowing who they are and knowing whose they are. And they belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the great I Am. And God said we are fearfully and we are wonderfully made. And when we know that for ourselves, nobody can take our power because we give it to them by saying, oh, come back to us. Please don't leave me. I'm a wreck without you. We give it away. And I just want women to not give it away. Don't give your power away to anyone that does not deserve it, because when they know that they have you in that state of mind, they use you, you know. And I've seen such a mockery being made of women a lot of times when they're at that low place, because I was there, you know, and they're kind of ridiculed and made fun of. And it can drive somebody to commit suicide, Charvette. We live in a world... Yes, honey, people are committing suicide every day. They are going to church on Sundays and they're blowing their brains out on Monday night, you know, or in the car before they get to service. So I just want them to know who they are. And what they can do is they can just get in that Word of God, and it will tell you exactly who God says you are, not what that man said and not even what the ex said, the girlfriend or whoever else is saying, but what God is saying about you. Because it doesn't matter. Once you know that the only voice that matters is His voice, then all the other voices kind of fade away.
And He has the last say. And He's the decision maker of our faith.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, yes.
And He loves us.
Yes, He loves us.
He loves us unconditionally, honey. I'm telling you, it's nothing that, even when they try to say that it was our fault or, you know, I did what I did because of what you did and they blame you for what happened. But let me tell you, I want you to know, women, if you're out there and you're going through this, that is a choice that they made. They made that choice on their own. I don't care what you did or what you said or what you didn't do. That was a grown person's choice, and you have no control over another grown person. That's His business.
Absolutely. And the more that you try to make a square peg fit in a round hole or vice versa, or the more, as someone else put it a different way, the more you try to put a size 11 foot into a size 7 shoe, you're going to be uncomfortable. So there you have it.
My toes.
They're hurting already. Listeners, you can see definitely you need to pick up this book. And Nicole, you are an awesome speaker as well. So you are great for, oh my goodness, women's conferences and symposiums and all that good stuff. Do you have any events coming up you want to let the listeners know about?
Oh, absolutely. I will be in Harrisburg, North Carolina on March 8th. It is called a Recovery Summit, and it's hosted by OTR Ministries, Oliver Reed, Apostle Oliver Reed, and I'll be down there. And then in May, I'll be in Houston, Texas at the Let Go, Let God Conference. That's May 3rd. Then June, I'll be in Chesapeake. But all my dates will be on my website and online as well. But God is really just opening up the door because I am being, you know, submissive. And I'm allowing Him to do the work and finish the work that He started in me.
I love it. I love it. Well, oh, my goodness, our time is up. But I'm excited.
Oh,
I know. It was about so quick.
That
we were one of, the first stop on your official book tour for So He Hurt You, Now What. And, Nicole, we just certainly are going to stay connected. You know, girl, we're going to just stay connected.
Oh,
and we wish you much more continued success. One more time, give our listeners all your contact information.
Absolutely. You can go to my website, and that's NicoleCOnline.com, NicoleCOnline.com. Follow me on Twitter, at NicoleCOnline. Connect with me on Facebook. That's NicoleCOnline as well. Or author Nicole Cleveland. That's my author Facebook fan page. And please connect with me on my ministry page, Breathe Again Ministries. We're trying to do big things in the community as well. So, and Charvette, I just bless God for you. Bless God for you always supporting. You've never unwavered. You have not wavered. You have just been the same. You've been consistent. And I just bless God for your heart, honey.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, and likewise. Kisses in the air,
thank
kisses
you.
In the air.
Yes.
All right, thank you. All right, listeners, don't go anywhere. We have a very, very quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back with our second dynamic lady. I told you it's ladies' night here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We have Winter Patterson joining us. She's the author of I Am a Pearl, A Woman's Guide to Understanding Her Pain, Process, and Purpose. Listen, when you finish with this show tonight, honey, you're going to be flying like an eagle. Don't go anywhere. Keep it locked right here.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Did you know 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually assaulted before the age of 18? Did you know that 90% of sexually abused children know their predator? Attend the I Didn't Know Public Forum on Saturday, April 19th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. as we raise public awareness about child sexual abuse. This event is free and open to the public, but requires registration. Register online at surroundedbyfaith.org. Don't be left in the dark. Come get the facts and never say again, I didn't know. Register at surroundedbyfaith.org.
Are you ready to go big with your business in 2014? If so, you must attend the biggest event for entrepreneurs, the Big Business Conference. Visit CharvetteGoesBig.com to register. Meet our 50-plus coaches and view our sessions. This conference is virtual and live and will be held February 17th through March 17th, 2014. Let's get ready to build, integrate, and grow your business. Go to CharvetteGoesBig.com. That's spelled S-H-A-R-V-E-T-T-E, GoesBig.com. CharvetteGoesBig.com. Visit us today.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading author, gospel artist, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
Welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Listen, we're getting right into our second segment. I'm delighted to have Winter Patterson. She's been hanging out in the virtual green room, so hopefully she's enjoyed some virtual snacks while she's in there. Listen, she is the founder and CEO of Winter Patterson Ministries, LLC, the founder of I Am a Pearl Ministries. Listen, she has a brand new book out called I Am a Pearl. Oh, my goodness, she is a vice president at one of the largest financial institutions in the country, and I'm telling you what, she is here to chat it up with us today, and we're bringing her to the mic right now. We're excited to have Winter Patterson here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Welcome, Winter.
Thank you so much for having me. Good to talk to you and meet you for the first time, Ms. Charvette.
Yes. I'm telling you, the power of the internet. I feel like I already know you. Awesome. So let's jump right in and talk about this book, I Am a Pearl, A Woman's Guide to Understanding Her Pain, Process, and Purpose. So let's talk about you as a writer. Have you always been a writer? What kind of prompted you, the catalyst for you to write this book?
Oh, that's a great question. I actually, I had been writing since I was young, but didn't really realize that I had a passion for it.
Yeah.
I did creative writing in school and, you know, always got good grades and, you know, very high commendations for it, but never really thought that I would go any further with it. But then one day I was inspired by my pastor. He preached a sermon on the parable of the pearl. And from there, I mean, I was in the middle of going through a hard breakup and going through, you know, some healing and trying to get myself back to the place where I was before.
Yeah.
And as I studied that passage, and it just did something to me, and I said, I've got to write this, you know, so that the world can get this medicine that I'm getting.
Wow. Give us just a snippet of that parable. I know we don't want to share all of it, maybe, but just give us some of that that's the basis for this book.
Sure. Well, it's actually two verses found in Matthew 13, 45 and 46, and it says the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking fine pearls, and when he found one of great value, he sold all he had and bought it. And when you study that, you understand, you know, that the pearl is what he's referring to, his creation, and the merchant is he, the Son of God, who was willing to give his life for what he deemed a pearl of great value.
My goodness. And do you find that women, girls, ladies, the struggle is really around identifying and knowing their value? Is that what you find, you know, is really what's lacking?
That's absolutely right. And it's not like, you know, some of us, we, you know, believe, hey, I'm confident and I know what I want and you know, I believe in myself. But there are things that we go through that can kind of wear us down, that can take us from the place of confidence, from the place of where we're feeling really good about our whole situation. And like the previous author said, Ms. Cleveland, she talked about giving away your power, you know, and it's kind of the same idea. Sometimes you go through these situations that just take you from a certain level, and you're trying to, you know, climb back up. And so this book just serves as a reminder. It says God called you a pearl of great value, even knowing the mistakes that you would make, knowing the things that you have faced, knowing everything about you, and you're still a pearl because God said it.
God said it. And now, listeners, I know you hear the preacher coming out. I know you hear the minister coming out. Yes, yes, yes. You hear it. You're not hearing wrong. You're hearing right. So I love that the first chapter is, you know, I don't feel like a pearl. And I think a lot of people base off of feelings, which, you know, come and go, up and down, round, you know, how can we even? But what do you say to the woman, the girl, the teen, the young adult that's listening and saying, I don't feel like a pearl?
That is a familiar place for all of us. If we have never been there, if we live long enough, you will. And so I just wanted to remind anybody that if you're feeling that way, understand that God called you a pearl of great value, a pearl that he was willing to give his life for, a pearl that he gave a purpose. And so just knowing that, use that as a comfort for yourself daily if you have to, because God said that you are a pearl.
And you know what, people sometimes will deem their value based off of how other people treated them, and it could be males, females, and so I think there's a caution probably in that first chapter, like you can't base your value off of how other people have or are treating you, right?
Yeah, I actually, I used the comparison. I said a pearl, most people don't know, a pearl actually is a very sensitive gem. It must be protected from soaps and perfumes and things like that, and otherwise it scratches the surface. And I talk about sometimes the people who are closest to us are the ones that they don't know, but they're slowly scratching the surface of this sensitive gem. And so when that happens, you know, the Father can heal and cover any hurt or scar. And it's times like that where you just have to remember what he called you and allow him to heal you.
All right. I like that. I like that. Listeners, if you're just tuning in, hey, from all across the world, where I wear, from Twitter and Facebook and all that good stuff. Listen, we are talking it. We're chatting it up here with Winter Patterson, the author of I Am a Pearl. You want to pick it up. Winter, how can they purchase your book?
The book can be purchased online at winterpatterson.com. It can also be purchased at my new website, iamapearl.org, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and some of your local bookstores as well.
Wonderful. And listeners, that's Winter with a Y, not an I.
Thank you.
Winter with a Y,
Thank you.
An I. And we're going to do a shameless plug. You know I'm going to do a shameless plug right here, if that's okay. About the new website. Big shout out. Mitchell Productions created the new website, so you definitely want to check it out. Check it out. All right, so we've talked about how people externally can alter or make us feel differently about our value. But sometimes, like in chapter 3, you know, the person may be saying, I haven't acted like a pearl. So, you know, I've got guilt. I've got other things going on because – I turn this around, and some of this is on me. So what do you say to that lady?
That is absolutely true. If we really take a look at our lives, we have a mixture of things. We have things that we have experienced, and then some of us have done things that we're not proud of, right?
Yeah.
And so that particular chapter deals with the guilt that we carry on for years, some of us. Some of us, if someone brings up a particular subject, it's like, oh, I got to go in another room because we have not faced that guilt. And what I'm reminding listeners is that, you know, Jesus died for all of that. He took stripes to heal that depression or that illness or that, you know, the anger or frustration that you feel inside. He can heal all of that. And so I talk about, you know, just looking at that guilt for what it is, taking it to God and understanding that his blood covers all of that, that you are forgiven as long as you are bringing it to him.
Oh, my God. Bring it to him. Bring it to him. That's where we get tripped up because we have it and we're like, where do I take it? I can't take this to God. He already knows about it anyway. He already knows. And the thing about a pearl, you know, and that's why I love it, you know, I am a pearl. When you think about a pearl, they're just not, you know, sitting on the ground. You don't just say, I'm going to go hunting for pearls, and they're just all sprawled around on the ground, and you pick them up. You got to search for them, and they're usually in a icky, squishy place that we don't, and you've got to, you know, so that there's definitely lessons in that.
Amen. That's another book, Charvette. I like it.
Now I'm gonna let you. I can just give that to you free. You can go ahead and take that one. So and the powerful thing you have a program that you've really partnered kind of with this book, I'm a Pearl. Tell listeners about that.
Well, I'm a Pearl Ministry serves to help women at any particular level in their life to get to their desired level of success. And so that means that we start with teens, we start with a woman at any stage of her life, and we help her to get to whatever it is that she's desiring by either providing her with the social service connections or giving her the spiritual and practical tools to get there. So we do that through workshops, we do it through seminars, we do it through conferences. We do it through one-on-one programs where we offer the counseling and the connections, and we also have our Pearl Academy for teens. So we do a lot just to make sure that God's woman is exactly where she wants to be.
Great, great, great. All right, there you have it, listeners. You have some great reviews on Amazon. So one person said, if you need a deeper understanding of all of the whys you've ever asked yourself, this is it. I Am a Pearl should be shared with women nationwide. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So definitely check it out on Amazon. Yeah, Amazon's great for reviews. So, Winter, how can people connect with you on Facebook and Twitter and all those great places?
I can be reached online at winterpatterson.com. That's WYNTERPATTERSON.com. Winterpatterson.com. I'm on Facebook at Winter Patterson, Twitter at Winter Patterson, Instagram at Winter Patterson, and yeah, I think that should get me. Oh, and then, of course, IamAPearl.org, that Mitchell Productions so wonderfully created for us. That's IamAPearl.org.
Fabulous. And I have tweeted her and tagged her on Facebook. So if you follow me on Twitter, that's an easy way to connect with all of our guests today, twitter.com/Charvette. And, of course, facebook.com/Charvette. I've done the tagging. So that's an easy way to connect. So what is your hope for this book? Do you see this book like for book clubs, for women's groups? How do you see this book really like taking over, just going all across the nation?
I love, I've had a lot of exposure with women's groups and churches who pick up the book and do a group study with it, and that has been very successful. We're finding that women who normally wouldn't talk, that go to church together for years, they're now talking. They're now being vulnerable and saying, okay, we all have this issue. Let's heal together.
Yeah.
So that has been a blessing, and I pray that that continues on at a high level. But I also would like somebody who, I don't even know, what it is that I'm supposed to be doing. Because we talk a lot about purpose in the book. They can pick up the book and read it and pass it to someone else. Any way that people can get the word and get the healing that they need would be awesome.
Great, great, great. And I think this would be awesome for a book club. Certainly book clubs are always, things that you can kind of take, you can read it and then look inward and then have discussion. So book clubs, mm-hmm. You're out there, you need to get this, you need to get this, you need to get this. Do you have any events coming up that you want to share?
I do. We're in the beginning stages of planning a big conference in the city of Chicago, which we are so, so very excited about. We're in the process of signing a couple of recording artists, and, you can't
wow.
mention it until you get the ink on those signs. So.
Right.
But it is going to be a huge thing in the city of Chicago. We'll keep an eye out. We'll probably send you some ads to do on your radio station if you allow us. But it's going to
sure.
be big, and we're expecting lives to be transformed.
Fabulous. So we will keep our eye on your social media and all your sites so we can know what's going on. So the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what continues to motivate you.
Wow, I am motivated by, number one, probably my daily devotion, the fact
yeah.
that I'm, making myself get in my word, even when I don't feel like it, even when I'm tired, it always gives me something that I need to focus on, something to make me, take a look at myself and what I can do to please God. Then God has surrounded me with some great women that I've been able to watch and kind of follow. Pastor Mia Wright out of Houston, Texas, Pat Smith out of Dallas.
Yeah.
Cheryl Brady, so many women that I can look up to and say, wow, I want to keep working until I get there and even higher.
And you know what? I think you're a great example for younger women that are around you that are looking up to you. So keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
Great, great, great. One last time, for those that are tuning in, your Facebook and your Twitter and how they can purchase your book.
Absolutely. One thing I forgot, the conference in Chicago is May 2nd and 3rd. For anybody who's listening in the Chicago area, it's May 2nd and 3rd.
Put it on your calendar.
Yes, mark the day. You can reach me online at winterpatterson.com. That's winter with a Y. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all at Winter Patterson. And you can purchase the book at my website, Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, and IamAPearl.org.
There you have it. Pick up your copy of I Am a Pearl. And if you go on Amazon, you can take a sneak peek and just get a little taste of it that's going to whet your appetite, and you'll say, yeah, I want to download it. I want to get it. So I just wanted to let you know about that little extra nugget there. Well, Winter, it's been great having you on the show. We appreciated that we were one of the stops on your official blog tour and wish you much more continued success.
thank you so much. I wanted to get on your show, so I put up a big fight. Said, please get me on the Charvette Mitchell show.
And it was no. When it came across my desk, I was like, yes, I want to have her on the show. So that was no issue at all. We feel mutually about each other. So that's awesome. Well, thank you so much, Winter, for stopping by.
Thank you. You have a great night, and thank you, audience, for listening.
All right, awesome. All right, audience, don't you go anywhere. We have a very quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back with our third segment again. It's Ladies Night. Keep it locked right here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day by LaTanya Boyd, consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day, available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.latiboyd.com.
Are you starting a new business, releasing a CD, writing a new book? Consider Mitchell Productions for your web design services. Visit www.mitchell-productions.com for portfolio samples, specials, and package prices. Remember, a website is not a luxury item. It's a necessity. Check out mitchell-productions.com or find them at facebook.com/mitchellproductions.
Did you know 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually assaulted before the age of 18? Did you know that 90% of sexually abused children know their predator? Attend the I Didn't Know Public Forum on Saturday, April 19th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. as we raise public awareness about child sexual abuse. This event is free and open to the public, but requires registration. Register online at surroundedbyfaith.org. Don't be left in the dark. Come get the facts and never say again, I didn't know. Register at surroundedbyfaith.org.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back again to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Super excited to have all of you tuning in here on Ladies Night here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show featuring three dynamic ladies. Listen, we're going into our third segment. I'm super excited to have this next young lady. She's hanging out in the virtual green room. I'm going to be bringing her to the mic. She's a mother. She's an author, she's a mentor, and she's an advocate for girls. She has a beautiful book out. I mean, the book is just beautiful, A Graceful Gabby, a children's book, and we're excited to be speaking with Crystal Marvel. She's coming to the mic right now to tell us all about graceful girls and all of that. Crystal, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hi, Charvette. Good evening. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
Oh, we're so glad to have you all along your tour, one of your stops on your tour. So we're excited to have you.
Yes, and I'm very excited to be here. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. So let's talk first about Graceful Girls, celebrating the girls within. Tell us about that faith-based organization that you have.
Well, it's a faith-based community organization encouraging our African-American girls to celebrate their gifts within. And by gifts within, we're focusing on the fruit of the Spirit, which is what the book is about, and just encouraging our girls to develop positively and in grace and developing their self-esteem and just feeling good about themselves, not only their outward appearance, but feeling good about themselves with all the gifts and talents and skills that they have on the inside to share with others and to be a productive young lady in this world.
All right. And the I love the website. It's such a pretty bright colors, Graceful Girls with a Z, listeners.com. Go check it out. So let's talk about Graceful Gabby. Graceful Gabby finds love in blue. So what is that? Tell us.
Well, Graceful Gabby, and I love it. I love it because it kind of makes the readers want to know, how did she find love in blue? But the little girl, to make a long story short, she's a little girl who has moved into her big brother's old room, and the walls are blue, and the first thing she does is walk in, and she's not happy with it at all because the walls are still blue. However, her parents have made everything else in the room pink, which is her favorite color, and she can't see all the great things in the room because she's so focused on the one thing that she didn't like.
And you know what? A lot of us, even adults, we will do that. We will have all this good around us and then focus on the, you know, we'll see 90 people click like on our post on Facebook, and then we'll see two people that didn't click like that we think should have clicked like, and we'll focus on that.
Exactly.
Transparent.
So it's a universal message.
Yeah. And so the illustration, who did the illustration? Because it's so beautifully illustrated.
The illustrator, his name is Mike Motz. I came across him. I found him in another children's book. And I really, you know, I would go to the library and just look at books or search the internet and look at different books and find out who the illustrator is and just kind of look them up and look at their work. And this particular one, I saw my book on Facebook, and I said, wow, that's nice. And so I looked him up and looked up his website and liked what I saw, and I went from there. But his name is Mike Motz with a Z.
And I love it because girls of color, oftentimes there is a struggle in the marketplace to find product that represents them well. So I think that this is great for girls of color to have a book and say, oh, she looks like me, or she looks like somebody I know, and it's done very well. So what age group are you targeting for this book?
I would say ages about 4 to 8. 9 would be the cutoff, so we would say about 4 to 9 years old.
Okay, and you've gotten some great reviews on Amazon. I just love sharing Amazon reviews because, number one, they're out there. Anybody, you all can go see them, so you know we're not making them up. You can go to Amazon and check it out. But Graceful Gabby learned how to show love in many different ways. That in and of itself was a lesson well learned for our young people. So that's awesome. That sounds like maybe somebody that shared that with a group. And so have you had young readers, have you heard specifically from any young readers and their thoughts around the book?
Well, I've heard from a parent who advised me. She sent me a picture on Facebook of her daughter, and she said that this was the third time that her daughter was reading the book, and her daughter was reciting the fruit of the spirit. And that just warmed my heart. I was so elated to hear that. That's the whole purpose. That's the whole purpose behind it. So when you get reviews or you get testimonies like that, it tells you that you're going in the right direction.
And you yourself, you've been writing since you were, you know, a teenager, poetry and journaling. So perhaps you will spark, you know, some late young girls that are going to read and say, hey, I could probably sit down and write something. You could even spark that in them as well.
Absolutely. The first book I ever read that I just absolutely loved was Maya Angelou's I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings.
Yeah.
And reading that book really intrigued me enough to where I learned how to start writing kind of more descriptively and just kind of using your imagination to tell what really is a real story, but tell it imaginatively so that other people will be interested in reading it in the first place. But Maya Angelou was a great inspiration for me. Poetry, reading different poetry books. It was just my thing back then when I was a kid, and still is now. I just love to read books, especially children's books. And so that's a great inspiration for me. So I hope young girls, little girls, teenagers, you know, you don't really have to focus on whether you're going to write a book, but just write down your thoughts, write down your feelings, write down everyday experiences, and that's the beginning of it.
And that will help them in so many areas of their lives. That'll help them in school. It's therapeutic, so it'll help them, you know, in a lot of different areas. And so this is actually going to be a book. You have a series. So is this the first in the series?
This is the first in the series. We have 9 books in total that are going to be in the series. And, the first book is on love. So we're going to – the next book, I think, is – well, the next book is going to be on kindness. So we're going to go through each fruit of the Spirit to talk about how Graceful Gabby goes through life – well, her young life, experiencing each of these fruits of the Spirit and how she learns how to display those fruits of the Spirit in her own life.
Oh, that's going to be awesome, because then the parents and aunties and godmoms and all that can continue buying these and building on this story and building this character, really.
Exactly.
So while listeners are tuning in, let them know how they can connect with you on all of your social media and your Facebook and websites and all that good stuff.
Okay, I am on Twitter as Graceful Girls. You can catch me on Facebook. If you just type in Graceful Girls, I'm there. You can go to my website, www.gracefulgirls.com. And you can also find me on Instagram. So I'm on a few social networks, easily accessible. You can also email me at ourgracefulgirls@gmail.com.
All right. Great, great, great. Now, you also offer workshops, Write the Vision workshops for ages 7 to 13. Oh, that's great. Tell us about that.
The Write the Vision workshop is very exciting for me. I know lots of people do vision board workshops. What I do differently with girls is I try to get them to not only create the vision of what they want to be it a nurse, doctor, teacher, or writer, but also to pick one of these fruits. I had a little girl pick the last time she picked kindness. And
okay.
But then to pick one of the fruits, add that fruit to their vision board and tell us all as a group how you're going to go back to your school, how you're going to go back to your community and your family and use and display that fruit. And I tell you, the girls were outstanding. Some of them said, you know, I'm going to go to school and be kind and make sure I'm kind to a person that I really didn't like, but I'm going to be kind anyway. So that's wonderful. That's great. So that's our recognition workshop.
And you also have Girls Like You, which is really your signature workshop. So tell us about that workshop.
Girls Like You is in the developing process. And so that is going to be a workshop where we're going to have the girls come together in a kind of a roundtable session, if you will, to talk about issues, talk about things, even with their mother. So what I envision is for this to be a mother-daughter session where the girls can feel comfortable to talk about things, to bring up subjects. Maybe it will be about bullying. Maybe it'll be about how they feel about themselves. They don't really think that they're pretty, or they don't think that they don't like their hair or whatever. But to be able to bring those things out and let them know that girls like you, we're all alike in so many ways more than one, that we don't realize that everybody thinks that their issue or their thing is so singular, but it's not. We're all connected. We can all help one another, and we can all inspire and encourage one another.
Oh, my goodness, and our girls need this at all age. I mean, as young as we can get them, they need this. They need this. Now, how can people get in contact with you concerning workshops and if you can come to their city or do they have to be in your city, all that good stuff?
Well, I'm in Maryland, but I would be, like, over the moon if I went to another city to do a workshop.
Great.
That would be so awesome. But I'm not going to say I'm not open to that. I will make it happen. So that would be great. But if you'd like a workshop done, you can go to my website, www.gracefulgirls.com, and there's a contact form there. If you want to fill out that contact form, the email will be sent to me, and just tell me what your request is, what you want to do. It doesn't have to be exactly the way you see it on the website. If you have something different that you want to do with your girls, I'm more than happy to just accommodate what you're looking for your group of girls. And if you want to just go to Facebook and send me a message, that's fine too. I'm Crystal Morgan Marable on Facebook, and you can go to the fan page, which is Graceful Girls.
All right, there you have it. And pick up your copy of Graceful Gabby. Pick it up, pick it up. Oh, and don't forget to look, check out the blog. I like your blog that's on your website, too. You'll have some current events and how you tie that in to self-esteem and all that. All that good
stuff.
Oh, yes,
stuff. Miss Gabourey. Yes.
Sidibe, who, I mean, you can't, and we're talking about Gabby Sidibe, and you can't, you know, she whatever she wears, one set of people, they're going to say, I like it. Another set is going to say they don't like it. You know, you can't please people, so you should just stop trying and just go for what you know?
Yeah, and the message there, the ultimate message there is about loving yourself whatever way you are. Love yourself because it doesn't. Everybody's going to find something wrong, but the bottom line, at the end of the day, when you go home and you look in the mirror, you need to be happy with what you see, be acceptable with what you see, and tune into that. Turn all the other noise off. Tune into what you think about yourself and learn to develop that. Learn to develop a strong self-esteem so that when those type of things happen, like what happened to Gabourey, it means mm-hmm. nothing. You can just keep on going, go for your goals, and in the words of our young people, do you, be the best you that you can be.
And what has society and reality TV, you know, in particular reality TV, what has that done really to hinder girls? You know, what is your take on that, on reality TV?
I think it's kind of minimized the whole movement of trying of black women's kind of like movement from beyond when my mother was probably a little girl and learning to accept and love yourself. When you have to go on and put on these shenanigans with the fighting,
mm-hmm.
you got to, you know, you're not accepted unless you're wearing the Michael Kors bag. You're not accepted unless you have on all the makeup and the eyelashes and all this kind of stuff. That does a lot to a little girl who already feels, you know, may not feel the best about herself, but then
right.
she feels like I have to do these things to be accepted. And I think that's one of the messages that's being given to our girls. You have to kind of be a certain way in order to be accepted, to be in the clique, to be in the group. So I think that we need to kind of pull back a little bit, pull our daughters in and let them know that let's concentrate on things that are going to be productive, things that are going to make you successful in life academically, spiritually, things that
yes.
you can do to help your community, to help the world. Those are the things that matter. Your looks are going to fade. You're going to gain weight. All these things are going to happen as a natural occurrence of just being human and getting older.
Mm-hmm.
Take the concentration and focus off of that. Work on your mind. Develop your mind. Develop your heart. Develop your spirit. And to me, those are the things that are going to take you the furthest in life.
Well said. And this Michael Kors thing, they sell Michael Kors at TJ Maxx. So I don't understand why everybody is holding up. I know it's his lower line, but still, you can get a Michael Kors bag at TJ Maxx. So when did Michael Kors become this gold, you know, this is the, you have arrived. And I even, listen, and I even saw on somebody put on Facebook, a friend of mine, he was at a Coach store around Christmas, and he's a guy, he was looking for a gift. He took a picture of a Coach bag. There were ladies in the store saying, if my man buy me a Coach bag, well, they weren't in the Coach store, I guess outside the store. If my man buy me a Coach bag, he better go sit down somewhere. I don't do Coach. We don't do Coach. It needs to be Gucci or Michael Kors and all this. And I'm like, since when did Coach become, Coach bags, I have a $400 Coach bag. Since when did Coach become like just dirt? You know, I'm like, we are crazy in the head.
Well, you know what's so funny is that if you probably look at the real private lives of these people, like the people who make Gucci and Michael Kors and Steve Jobs
right.
and you know, you when you see them in their private life and the way they're dressed, they're not dressed like that. They're not.
Nope.
They're not carrying all that stuff. So
they're not.
That's the message. No, they're not. So you know, it's a message. I think that it's such a strong message, just a visual message. We don't understand
yeah.
how people. Just a message is very strong for our girls, and so that's the work on trying to create a different message for them. And so
and
that's,
Graceful
that's
Gabby. Cool. Yes, Graceful Gabby does that, helping to create this different message for our girls. So thank you for taking the time to write, because you could have really chosen many other things to write about. You could have done a lot of different things. So thank you for targeting our young girls to really help them. So the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we want to know what motivates you.
Then my number one motivator is when I receive the pictures of the little girls reading the books, hearing the testimonies from the parents about their girls reading the book repeatedly or being able to recite themselves the fruit of the Spirit. That is my number one motivator, because that tells me that this ministry, and I call it a ministry for girls,
yeah,
is not in vain, and that it is really touching the lives of girls. It is exposing them to values, Christian principles that they may or may not have been exposed to before. But one thing for sure, when they finish reading Graceful Gabby Finds Love in Blue, they are going to know the nine fruits of the Spirit, and they're going to know how to show love to their families and their friends.
Amen, amen. And I think we couldn't have ended any better way. So thank you so much, Crystal, for stopping by the show. And we wish you more continued success with the whole entire book series.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, listeners, that's a wrap for today. OMG. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Ladies night here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So we are going to keep it locked right here. Next week, we're going to bring you another phenomenal show. As always, you're going to be surprised. I have a guest coming up in 2 weeks. You're going to be really, I'm not even going to tell you. You're going to be surprised when you see who's coming up on the show. We love you. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook, Charvette, and just go to charvette.com. See you later.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Signing off.